Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Earth, and I want startups to be wildly successful. One of the important things that startups need to do is good branding, and I'm very happy today to have Liz Johnson from Mountain View Marketing, and we're going to talk about branding. Thanks for coming, Liz.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Mary. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So what makes a successful brand?
Well, a successful brand is three things. It's engaging, effective, and consistent. Consistently presenting a successful brand on all platforms can actually increase your revenue by up to 23%. Businesses that brand consistently on all platforms, both online and offline, are 3.5 times more likely to get strong brand visibility. So this delivers exceptional value for your business. Keep in mind that it takes 7 to 12 interactions with the brand for people to even remember it. So you need to have multiple touch points with your brand in the marketplace.
Okay, tell me about your brand.
Well, our brand is based on what we deliver. Your brand is your known identity as a company. It's the essence of what your company stands for. And Mountain View Marketing helps our clients reach new heights. So that's our tagline. But it's really important that your brand is created strategically. Because it's your known identity as a company, as I said, the essence of what your company stands for, and it's what your clients, prospective clients, colleagues, referral partners, and business organizations think of when they hear your brand name. It also is your promise to your clients regarding what you provide and why it's of value to them. And it's what actually drives your clients to want your services or products, not just need those services and products. And it's what connects you with your clients on an emotional level, which is really important.
Right. People make purchases based on emotion rather than something else most of the time, right?
Yes, and they have to feel connected to your brand. It has to resonate to them with regard to your value to their specific needs.
Right. Are there particular components to a brand?
Yes, there are. The foundation of every successful brand, without exception, are your value propositions or unique brand assets. And those answer four questions. Why choose your company? What sets you apart from the competition? What unique assets do you provide to your clients? And how do you give back to the local and regional community? The answers to those four questions need to be woven visually and verbally into all of your branding and all of your outreach. Your logo is an important component of your brand. It should be clean, streamlined, and uncomplicated. Your tagline, which is a strong capture factor for your brand, should be five words or less to be effective. It's important that the personality, tone, and voice of your brand is consistent. Some companies like a more formal, professional personality, tone, and voice. Other companies want a more relaxed, familiar personality, tone, and voice. It's important that you choose the personality and tone and voice that resonates with your ideal target market, and then you must be consistent. Your font and your typeface are an important component of your brand. For example, if you have a leading edge company, a progressive company, you want to be sure that you're using a sans serif font like Calibri or Proxima Nova, because that subliminally conveys progressive, contemporary, leading edge. If, however, you have a 100-year-old law firm steeped in tradition, you want to use a serif font like Times Roman. And your color palette is extremely important. You don't want to pick your branding colors based on what you like. You want to do it very scientifically. Color can improve your brand traction by up to 80%, your brand recognition by up to 80%, and it drives 62% to 90% of clients' purchasing decisions. So it's very important to choose your branding colors scientifically and wisely so they maximize the subliminal value of your brand.
Wow, that sounds like you absolutely have to have a graphic designer on your team.
Yes, you do. And you need to be able to drill your ideal branding colors down to the exact shades that you need. We do an in-depth subliminal color analysis when we do branding, and that's really important so that you know exactly what's going to resonate with your clients.
Okay. About how much money should a startup plan on spending on getting that initial brand up?
There's a huge range. We have a branding package that we offer to our clients that includes the final value propositions and outreach text, tagline, logo, and subliminal color analysis for $3,395 for the entire package. Some agencies charge up to $12,000 or more.
My goodness.
That's hard for a startup.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, this has been absolutely fascinating. It sounds like there are all kinds of things that people need to really pay attention to when it comes to your brand. Do you have any parting thoughts?
Well, there are a few keys to a successful brand I would share. First, it's important to be authentic and transparent. 94% of clients are likely to be loyal to a brand that provides complete transparency. You want to showcase what your business does better than your competition, but never, ever criticize your competition. You want to connect on an emotional level. Tell your story. Stay relevant and flexible. And make sure you're investing your branding efforts on the platforms where you're going to connect with your ideal target markets. Because branding is a business growth tool when it's done professionally and correctly.
Well, thank you again, Liz Johnson from Mountain View Marketing. We'll put connections and links in the comments so people can get a hold of you for more information.
Sounds
and
good.
I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com. And join us again next time for Stuck Time to Improv.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.